The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Of your hands, they are beyond imagination. We don't have words to actually describe who you are. Father, in humility, accept our worship, accept our thanksgiving, because human words are just inadequate. What are we without you? What have we achieved without you? Even the air we are breathing, free of charge. The healthy lungs that you have given to us to breathe air into them, that even we breathe and we don't know that we are breathing. Father, unto you be the glory. We are so grateful. Lord, have mercy on us that we don't really thank you and appreciate you enough. But please help us. Help us, Lord, that we can rise, oh God, to that realm and level. We are grateful. Breathe freshness into tonight's program. Encounter us that by the time we are leaving this place, everyone would have felt your presence. Let your spirit lead our prayer. We are grateful. Take charge of everything unto your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Let's give a clap offering unto the Lord. You may take your seat. Let's also clap for the bouncemen and then the singers. Congratulations, you are doing very well. Clap for the media team. They also started our control room, our ushers, and then clap for yourselves. Amen.
Amen.
Once again, I welcome each and every one of you to the continuation of our 3 days, 3 nights of alignment. And especially those of you online.
It's true. More and more FDA, so.
I think for now, podcast is off. But the Facebook is on.
Facebook, yeah, Juma.
Distance is not a problem at all.
Podcast is also working. That is what they are saying.
Okay. We shall see. Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Today is our third day. Of our strategic alignment. Power encounter.
To me, issue mudie.
Our theme again is strategic alignment for my triumphant exit into my glorious entry.
And under
it, I've written birthing a new me into 2024. Birthing a new me
into 2024.
Beloved,
I don't know.
The sun is not going to change its direction in 2024. The moon and the stars are not going to change. Nothing will change in 2024. But the person that must cause a change is you yourself. It is a change that you want. The change that you desire. It must start from you. You must decide what 2024 should be for you. You decide it and you pray it. You pray it and you live it. You pray it and you talk it. You pray it and then you imagine it. It should be a daily practice. Otherwise, nothing has changed. But you can cause something to change. I read Ezekiel 37. Verse number 12 to 14. Ezekiel 37, verse 12 to 14.
Therefore
prophesy and say to them, Now, let me start from verse 11, please. Ezekiel 37 from verse 11. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Oh, my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken. And I have done it, declares the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 11.
Yohani Homa Eti Dubakon.
John chapter 11.
Yohani Homa Eti Dubakon.
I will read some portion, verse 21 and 23 to 25. Okay, verse 21 to 25, then I will jump. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will live, will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, he who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Let's jump to verse 34. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord. They replied. Verse 35. Jesus wept. Verse 38. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes, and let him go. Amen.
Amen.
In Ezekiel 37, it was a symbolic language God was using to the Israelites who were in captivity. And they thought their hope was gone. Our bones are dried up. We have been cut off. Our hope is gone. Nothing else will work. Then God gave the prophet Ezekiel vision. He took him in a vision to the valley of dry bones. Everything that happened in Ezekiel 37 was in a vision. And God said, these bones are the nation Israel.
Nyameka de se nompe ye oman Israel.
Prophesy to them.
Shenkom engu omoso.
So that they come back to life.
Senebe oman samba nkwa mu bio.
And he prophesied.
Eno ashenkom.
Then in the verse that we've read.
Biaya kinka ye no.
God said to Ezekiel.
Nyameka to Ezekiel.
Prophesy and say to them.
This
is what the sovereign Lord says.
Oh,
my people, I am going to open up your graves
and
bring you up from them.
This
grave were the grave of captivity.
Anytime
you see womb,
grave,
prison,
is
the same thing.
They are
places of restriction.
They are
places of limitation.
They are
places of captivity.
But
God said, I will open up your
graves. And I
also, that was symbolic.
But in
the New Testament,
we
saw an example
there.
At the death of Lazarus.
Hey, Lazarus, who know?
What Jesus said to Martha.
Now, Jesus got to Martha.
How you were sent to the graveside.
He asked them
to remove the stone.
And he called
for Lazarus.
And of prayer, Lazarus.
Because he was the resurrection.
He said, "Oh, no, sorry, no."
Beloved.
I don't know.
We are gathered here to birth a new me into 2024. Not only that we are birthing a new us.
We are
also birthing a new atmosphere.
Yes, for
2024. We are here to speak
into 2024.
According to Hosea chapter 14, verse 2.
Hosea 14, 2.
Take words with you.
And
return to the
Lord.
Say to him.
No.
In this one, it was sin. So they needed forgiveness. So
now in this one, ebony,
forgive all our sins.
And receive our gracious. So.
But we are going to say something to
2024.
We are taking words.
Yeva in some
to speak to 2024. Again in Isaiah 41 verse 21. Isaiah 41:21. Present your case. Says the Lord. Set forth your arguments. Says Jacob's king.
Now when I Jacob hini eka.
You know. When I was coming, that also the lady pastor was telling me one of the reasons why we're late. The Holy Spirit was taking me through the school, Hoga. I was writing a lot. And let me see whether I can share with you some of the things the Holy Spirit was sharing with me. But you see, in birthing a new me that should enter 2024, you must enter 2024 in a new version of yourself, a new edition. You have a personal responsibility to work on the way you think. The way you talk. The way you are going to act. Let me tell you. There is a work that you need to do. On yourself. When you neglect that word.
That work.
2024. will end like any other year. There are some disciplines that you need to take yourself to. Otherwise, the new year will be the same. The prayers we are praying here. Somebody called me today. He said he has never heard those prayers anywhere. I said, myself, who is leading? I haven't heard them anywhere. They are a revelation from the Holy Spirit. You see, that is a blessing when you are in tune with the Spirit.
Now, when he ensures
like we are going to control some of them today. And then additional ones.
And for Friday, I come home.
But you see, in birthing a new you and a new atmosphere. It has to do with confronting some forces and powers. It implies the dealing with familiar forces and powers.
Said to me, any phobia I saw no more.
These familiar forces and powers produce cycles and patterns in your life. So that every year the same experience. These familiar forces and powers also influence us. They influence our thinking. They influence our lifestyles. They influence the way we talk. I nearly said something right now, but Holy Ghost. Thank you. I've been saying this and saying this. One day I will say it hard.
I see Ota Canada Krobeka ni dindin pa.
You see, these forces
Nasa etumfui.
They influence us.
Waki kayempa ye.
Please listen to me.
Ma opamuchomotien ye.
As we are going to enter 2024.
Na see mera afied you no name no.
Forget about witches.
Ma renfi be ye.
Forget about wizards.
Pa ma renfi be bonsam.
But think about what influences you.
Now, dream for honia eke kaum wa brabo.
What is it that influences you?
And then pa na ya eke kaum ma oye ni esa oye no.
What are your thoughts?
And then you are dream.
What will be your way of life?
Na sena wa brabo be kwa fa ne so ni ebe ni ene sen.
What will be your language?
Wo kasa so ebe den.
Look, witches are there. Every church, even when Jesus was there. But do you know something? Let me tell you this. What the Holy Spirit was telling me before we come. Look. The devil is so powerful. In your life. As long as you don't know who you are in Christ. As long as you don't know what Christ has done for you. As long as you don't know what you have inherited in him. That's why Hosea 4:6 says, my people are hurt,
perish,
destroyed, or my people perish for hurt, lack of knowledge.
Look,
the witches' actions are because of your lack of knowledge. Satan's power in your life is because of your lack of knowledge. Not only you lacking knowledge, you praying the knowledge you have, saying the knowledge you have, living the knowledge you have. Look, when the devil knows that, look, some of us, when we rise up from bed, the devil begin to have headache. I'm telling you. But he still fights us. Do you know the way he fights us? He fights us through some of your smiles. He caused me to see your smile as a real smile. When actually it's a fake one. That's how he's fighting some of us. He uses some tricks. Because he knows that we know, that I know who I am. I know that he's under my feet. In Christ Jesus,
he
is under my feet. In Christ Jesus, I am his master. In Christ Jesus, I can command him. And he must obey me. Not only me, but you too. But many don't have that knowledge. That's why it appears the devil is strong. But the moment you know, his power becomes ineffective. Tonight, we are going to deal with certain forces. You know, on 31st,
that was where we are.
I don't know the way the Holy Spirit is going to lead us. So it is good that we are doing what we are doing now. Preparing the way.
Yes, yes, yes.
Preparing ourselves.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that by the time we enter 2024, we are now enforcing it. We are saying, let it be now. That was why the first day we began by heart. Confessing our sins and all that. That's why we are going to start our fasting by heart alignment. Making amends. Confessing our sins. You see, Christianity is like orange. It is not just that you pay tithes. You pay first fruit. You give good offering. You are serving well. You are sacrificing. You are living a holy life. You are walking in righteousness. You are honest. You are sincere. You are truthful.
You are pure
in heart. But then your heart is loaded with offenses. Christianity is like an orange. Little cells in it. So it doesn't take one thing. It takes everything. Everything.
Bibia.
And especially you husbands. The way you live with your wives. The Bible says that if you don't live with your wives in wisdom, your prayers will not be answered. I want to see husbands here. If you're a husband, are your wives also here? Let me see those who lifted their hands. If their wives are here, can I see your hands? Wives.
Wives.
I Are your husband correct with you? Are they handling you well? I know you look at my face and say yes. There is no way you can give your husband out. But God knows. It's in the Bible.
He
said, if you don't live with your wife in wisdom, God will not answer your prayer. If God has given me a little, if God has said something little about breaking marriages, some of the marriages, I would have broken them. Some men are not husbands. They don't know how to marry. They know how to sleep with women and bring forth. Marriage is not just sexual.
Now,
marriage. How to make sure that your wife is laughing all the time?
Now, over here, say, Abibia, now we hear it or three.
You will tell me that, Pastor, you don't know my wife.
Now, what guys also? Would you name me? Listen, not to cry. Would name no cry. Yeah.
Am I the one who married her for you?
Me na me worry no more.
What did you see in her before you married?
I don't know who no woman na worry no.
Didn't you know?
Now, would name na? Would name na that says I no bad not here.
You see, some men say, I heard a man telling them, the Bible said that woman submit.
I pack
my car.
And you can see
that maybe he's a Pentecost man, because Pentecost people, they use that term.
Now, on him say, or Jesus obey Pentecost.
Woman. There was a wedding in the Pentecost church.
I said that could not be for sure
because
of Pentecost.
That preached.
Now, senior elder, all kinds of
everything was on the woman. Then they make a mistake that I should pray. I say, elder, give me 2 minutes.
Mami, see, mami, you know,
your preaching is biased. You only attack the woman. Submit. So what about the man?
Now, man is where?
The whole place was quiet.
Now,
and I said, look, submission is not by force.
Now, so
there is something that will cause a person to submit easily. When there is genuine love, you don't have to tell your wife
something.
I've never told my wife submit. Next year, we shall be how many years in marriage? 34 years. I have never told her, don't you know that I am the man?
She knows.
She knows. There is no need. Say, Pastor is clearing the atmosphere. The atmosphere must be cleared so that prayer will work. Husband, when your wife tells you that I am not happy about something, listen to her. Don't say that. No, listen. Just listen. I say,
sometimes
I'm lying down, she comes. She's lying down. She's telling me something.
No, can we be true me?
Then I will hear her saying,
no, what is all I can say?
Oh, you are sleeping, I'm worrying you.
Oh, then I'm here.
I say, no, you talk.
Talk.
Say, oh, but you are sleeping. I say, no, I'm not sleeping. But actually, I was sleeping.
No, so not me down, not me down.
But I just wanted to say what she wanted to say. When we wake up,
Yes, sorry.
I said, hey, yesterday you were saying something.
And right now, can we be?
What was it?
And then I know.
I heard some I didn't hear. Then she will ask me, which one did you hear? Then I will mention two things. Then she will know that I didn't hear anything.
Okay, so what if you cry?
Even though we quarrel, we misunderstand. But we try to work on ourselves. Tonight, the atmosphere is clear now. I said the atmosphere is clear now. Your 2024 is going to be better than 2023. Say, my Father in heaven, anyone who died with anything of mine, we are starting with this prayer. We prayed them yesterday, two. We are starting with two of them. We are going to pray seven prayer points. Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you for your word. Thank God for the word of exhortation.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Anyone who died with anything.
That should have belonged to me.
Like
Elisha died.
With
his anointing. That should have been transferred. By the power of the resurrection. By the resurrection power. Of our Lord Jesus Christ. I take it back. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
Anyone
who has died. With anything.
That
should have belonged to me. Any blessing. That should have come to me. Any favor.
Any
glory.
That
should have come to me.
But
the person died with it.
Be my ancestor.
From my father's side. From my mother's side. Or from anywhere. I declare. By the resurrection power.
I take you back.
Yesterday the Holy Spirit gave us a revelation. Through the example of Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 20 and 21. Elisha's anointing should have gone to somebody. But maybe the person was not ready. He should have gone to Gehazi. But Gehazi had a different spirit. Because Elijah's anointing came on Elisha. Elijah's anointing came on
Elisha.
So also Elisha's one should have gone to maybe Gehazi. You know, people have died with things that should have been transferred to us. Especially some of our ancestors. But you see, when Jesus died, the Bible said that he went to hell to preach to those who are dead. And even he collected the keys of hell and death. So then that implies that anyone that died with anything that belongs to us, Jesus has also taken it. Because he doesn't belong to that person. But you must desire to have that thing transferred to you. Because that thing now is in Christ. But when you come to Christ,
it's
not automatic that the transfer has taken place. You must desire. And how can you desire? Unless you know. That's why God is now opening your eyes. Say, my Father in heaven.
Anyone.
Who had ever lived? Any of my ancestors? My father's side.
My
mother's side.
My mother's side.
The one who I live with.
The one who I live with.
The one who brought me up.
The one who brought me up.
Whoever they may be. Anyone who had ever lived.
Anyone who had ever lived.
Who died. With any blessing, any glory, any honor, any good thing, that should have been mine. But the person died with it. Oh Lord Jesus. As you died. And you went to hell. You retrieve all. I therefore declare. By the power of the resurrection. I take it back.
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 I take it back. I take it back. We want to pray the second prayer we prayed yesterday. Everybody should write Ezekiel 21:27. I've been looking for this scripture. And thank God the lady pastor found it for me. This second prayer point is based on Ezekiel 21:27. Any blessing,
glory,
thing of mine, in another person's custody. Any blessing of mine that is with another person. It has been destined for me. That position has been destined for me. That blessing has been destined for
me.
But it has gone to another person. One day I had a dream. And when I met the pastor and I told him, he was just laughing. Later I got to know that the pastor used my name. Travel to US. And make money. He used my book to go and make money. I had a dream. That he was wearing a t-shirt.
Now wash a t-shirt
with my picture on it. And he was traveling at the airport.
Now,
and in the place he was going, doors were opening for him.
I said, maybe I will be an apple baby, man.
We went to pastor's meeting, and I said, this is a dream I had.
He was just smiling.
Now, it was another time.
He said,
Boja, you, I know you are a prophet.
I said,
yes,
Ani.
I have used your ministry to gain.
My name, Uju, me die ni so di enya me ho.
He didn't hide it.
One friend say,
if you know
the winning
something of yours,
maybe I would dear
that is with somebody.
Now I will be there.
Some opportunity that you should enjoy.
I can be sent to did the
some blessing that should have come to you.
In Shabbat, send about one chain.
You see, that's what look this world, eh?
Say we are saying, woman,
you should be spiritually smart. Say spiritually smart.
No,
say spiritually smart.
Oh, my spiritually smart.
Don't just leave.
Man,
that's why we are building you to grow spiritually. And stop being sensual and then carnal.
Now, yeah, I said,
stop living in the soulish realm. Build your spirit with the word, with prayer, with faith, with righteousness, sacrifice. And you know, one day we met. He was telling me,
no, catch me.
Look, every year he was traveling.
Afibia no tukai.
Every year.
Afibia.
But one time we met. He told me for 5 years now he hasn't traveled.
I
said, what has happened?
I
said, he doesn't know.
I said,
the people don't invite him again. They asked me, oh, did you pray? Have you taken back your thing?
Now, why do you want?
I said, oh, I am not sure whether I've actually prayed.
I said, oh,
but maybe God Himself, He knows that what you are enjoying, He doesn't belong to you. Maybe that's why He has suspended. Listen to me.
Not see me.
2024. Any blessing of yours that is in somebody's custody. Anything of yours that another person is enjoying is coming back to you. Is coming back to you.
Amen, amen, amen.
Look at the scripture. Ezekiel 21. When we read from verse 25, let's read from verse 25, Ezekiel. Start from verse, to get the picture. Then verse 27 is the thing. You profane and wicked prince of Israel, whose day has come, whose time of punishment has reached its climax. This is the context. So, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Take off the turban, remove the crown. It will no longer be as it was. The lowly will be exalted, and the exalted will be brought low. That means that you are going to be brought low. Now, 27. A ruin a ruin. I will make it a ruin. The crown will not be restored until he to whom it rightfully belongs shall come. To him, I will give it. To him, I will give it.
Amen.
Look, from today,
Amen.
Any blessing of yours that is in the hands of somebody, let that blessing become a ruin.
Amen.
Let it become a ruin.
Amen.
Let it become a ruin.
Amen.
Let it become a ruin.
Amen. Amen.
Clap your hands and declare right now. Any blessing of mine in the hands of another person, let it become a ruin. 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 A ruin. A ruin. A ruin. A ruin. A ruin.
Yes, Say, anyone using my face,
anyone using my name,
anyone using the favor on me,
anyone using the favor on me,
to make profit,
to make profit,
to gain,
to gain,
let it become a ruin,
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 You see, I don't know.
I see your name.
Christianity is warfare.
There
are some questions I've been saying. When I go to heaven, I will ask Jesus.
I see. In semi semi wa oka se okodu osra himema obi misa ready to Jesus Christ.
Why did you say this?
I don't know.
I've still been asking him.
That's why Abi sano.
So you see, it means. I see Christianity is boko, boko, boko. Even when they are cheating you, it doesn't matter.
I said Christosom no.
It doesn't matter.
Jesus Christ, oh, ehun here.
It is never so.
And this, sir,
because of that, we are sitting down.
And I'm sitting here to you, ho.
And things that should come to us.
Now, in your message, by your channel,
they are going to people.
Who
are using them to propagate wickedness and evil.
And the
so It won't happen again.
Amen.
I say it won't happen again.
Amen.
Some of you are in the office, they are just promoting people by you.
You move here at the office,
when you look at the people they are promoting, you are better than them.
Oh, yes,
something is wrong. This world is a wicked world.
Now, yes,
it's an evil world. So you must be a warrior. In prayer. Don't just allow things to go in your house. Say now. I declare. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any
blessing of mine.
Any
glory of mine.
Any
opportunity of mine.
Any
position of mine.
Any
good thing of mine. In another person's custody. By the power of the resurrection. I take you back. Take you back right now.
Amen.
It is the same scripture we are praying. Ezekiel 21:27. All the two prayers you have prayed, they are from there. Whatever blessing that is yours in the hands of somebody, it should expire in the person's hands. It should be a ruin. But then it must come back to you. Look, the devil knows that when you are blessed,
The
church will be blessed.
The
kingdom of God will be
blessed.
When you get those contracts,
the
kingdom of God will be
blessed.
So the devil will do everything
to
swap what should belong to you. I'm telling you. And sometimes we Christians, we are just there. We say, let the will of God be
done.
What's the will of God? Be careful when you are saying, let the will of God be done. Be careful. Do you know the will of God? Philippians, is it chapter 4? Whatever that is good, whatever that is this, whatever that can be. Eh? Philippians what?
Yes, 4:9.
Philippians 4:8. Give me Philippians. Uh-huh. This is the will of God. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. This is the will of God for you. The best is the will of God for you. The Bible said to the Old Testament believers, ye shall be the head and not the tail. Ye shall be at the top, never at the bottom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say once again,
once again,
I declare,
I declare,
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a new creation.
I am a new creation.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
I therefore declare.
I therefore declare.
By the resurrection power.
By the resurrection power.
I mention your name.
I declare tonight.
I declare tonight. That any blessing of mine. Any glory of mine.
Any glory of mine.
Any opportunity of mine.
Any opportunity.
Any breakthrough of mine.
Any breakthrough of mine.
Any open door of mine.
Any open door of mine.
Anything good of
mine.
That is in another person's hand.
That is another person's hand.
By the resurrection power, I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back. Tonight, I take it back. I take it back. I take it back.
Bible
say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Anything I have lost,
anything I have lost
to the devil,
to the devil
and his children,
and his children,
and his agents,
and his agents,
through my ancestors,
through my ancestors,
through my family,
through my family,
through my parental indulgences,
through my parental indulgences.
Are you getting it?
Mati asie.
You see?
Oh yeah.
Some of you can't pray alone for 1 hour.
Onko won ti mi mo pa don shuru ba kun.
So if by the grace of God we are praying collectively as a church and that one too is difficult, then Then
you
need serious deliverance.
Na wunti mi enko eni enyina nkambo mu anaje ne de na se wunhia ogie ye eni pre super die.
Let me tell you, I don't enjoy it when we are praying in a group.
I say ono de na eni nje ho ana ye ne de se kambo ne bo mpa
ya. I come to a level where I enjoy when I'm praying alone.
Na wo bedu pempen se bia odi de ana ye ne de pa se no nko bo mpa ya.
4 hours is no more a prayer to me.
Na don't show na enye mpa bo bia mpo ma no.
3 hours, 4 hours. It's
don't show me say don't show na enye mpa bo ma no.
It's nothing now.
Enye hwe ma no sisi a.
It's nothing. 1 hour. Don't show
baako ene ene. Ene de obo obedidi na obo don't show baako.
You are there saying that you are the pastor.
Oh, and now there so who there so who there all yourself.
If you are an engineer.
Na so you are engineer.
And you can pray for hours.
Now, Timbo Empire don't show na ya.
If you are a professor,
oh yeah, you can pray for hours.
If you are a trader,
oh you be a tuan
here. You can pray for hours.
Timbo Empire don't show na ya.
You see what will happen to your business.
Obe who ni ebe to ebe ye wajuma no. Wajuma no be who ni ebe be ebe do.
Then you start and say, you are the pastor.
Oh, they turn and say, oh, they are your sofu. Oh, they are your sofu.
Everybody must learn to pray like that.
Obi be a so sure so Timbo Empire sa.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Anything I have lost,
and anything I have lost,
to the devil and his children and agents, through my ancestors,
through my ancestors,
through my family,
through my family,
through my parents,
through my parents,
by the resurrection power, I take it back,
I take it back,
I recover,
I recover,
I recover,
I retreat,
I recover,
I take it back,
yes, yes,
I take it back,
I recover,
I retreat,
I take it back,
I recover,
I retreat,
I take it back.
I recover.
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 I recover. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Prayer point number 4.
Bible theater so N9.
Let me tell you.
My main control.
Some people go for prayer. Every 2 minutes they raise a song. Every 2 minutes they raise a song. Let me tell you, prayer is different from song.
I say, my main control.
Hello. Prayer is different from song. When the Holy Spirit brings the song, we sing. But prayer must flow. Especially when you are doing warfare. I pray 5 hours without a song.
Don't show a noom out on to Nyumba Kukrampo.
Yes.
Amen.
Prayer must be a ministry. It must be a business. It must be an investment.
Say a Jumabi Awiti. Ujumedi Awiti.
In a Christian's life.
I will Christ only Abraham.
Now we are going to deal with near success.
Now,
Powers that manipulate near success. Success in sight. When I am almost there. When it is just my turn. When the thing is just about to happen. In my former church, I haven't experienced that thing here. In my former church. At least I've witnessed three. Wedding. The night. Tomorrow wedding. The night. The bride collapsed. Had to be sent to hospital. They had to go and dress her in the hospital and bring her for the wedding. Just when the thing is about to happen. Just when the door is opening. I don't know whether you understand what I'm talking. They say now everything is fine.
Oh, baby, yeah.
All the papers are okay. Just when. Bad news.
Oh,
the door closes. What happened?
And then I see
it's a spirit.
It's
in the Bible.
I watch us.
There is somebody had that experience. John chapter 5, verse
7.
John chapter 5, verse
7.
The man at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. This is a physical thing that happened. But you know it is. Do you think it is just an ordinary thing? This thing caused the man to spend 38 years.
38
years. By the pool of Bethesda. Let's start from verse one. You can sit down a bit. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem near the sheep gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. This NIV. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" Verse 7. "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. Whilst I am trying, someone else near success. Near success. Like the dream I had.
I said I know so and so.
Just when I'm about to pluck something hit my hand off.
Bro, friend,
say any power manipulating near success,
manipulating near success
in my life,
in my life.
Any power manipulating.
Manipulating
near success, in my life,
in my life,
from my father's house,
from my father's house,
from my mother's house,
from my mother's house,
from my father's house,
from my father's house,
from my mother's house,
from my mother's house,
by the resurrection power,
by
the blood of Jesus Christ,
I break your hold,
I break your
hold,
I break your influence, I break your power,
I break,
I break,
I break,
I break, I break,
I break, I break, I break, I break, I break, I break, I break, I break, I break, I break your power. I break your influence. I break your influence. I break your power. 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 I break
I pray, die now. You cannot cross over with me. You have no place in my life. In the year 2023, I command you to die.
I command you to die.
Yes, I said. Let those powers die down in the name of Jesus.
You
will never suffer near success again.
Amen.
You will never suffer near success again.
Amen.
I say you will never suffer near success again.
Amen.
I secure you against near success.
Amen.
I insulate you with the blood of Jesus against near
success.
You see, we are online. There are some theologians, when we are praying this prayer, you are there, you don't know what it is. May God help you.
So somebody named Fobi or Hoya, but some pay, I won't even attend to what they have
for theology. This is Rema.
Trust somebody named Where Ihomo.
Rema of Scripture.
Trust some Ihomo.
How to pray Scripture.
Send out it to us and Baba and pay.
Christians are just lettered Christians.
Christopher, they are my encrater Christopher.
Christianity is becoming resortless.
Now, Christosom, I say, Moebia, and Fimoma.
That's why Christianity is becoming irrelevant. You go to church and go back home with your problems. Pastors are just preaching good English. Good doctrine and theology. It doesn't bring result. It is power. It is rhema of the Holy Spirit. How to pray scripture. How to turn scriptures into prayers. Every prayer we are praying here is scripture.
It's
scripture.
It's
scripture. Let me show you something. Isaiah 43.
Isaiah 43,
verse
25-27.
Our next prayer. We are about to close. Our next prayer. Isaiah
43.
Some of you, if we don't close now, you may collapse. Isaiah 43, verse 25-20. I, am he who blots out your transgressions. For my own sake, and remembers your sins no more. Review the past for me. Let us argue the matter together. State the case for your innocence. 27. Your first father sinned. Those I sent to teach you rebel against me. 28. So I disgrace the dignitaries of your temple. I consign Jacob to destruction and Israel to scorn. Why did they suffer this? Because their first ancestor sinned. And it was counted to them as unrighteousness. Just as Abraham in Genesis 15:6 believed and it was counted or reckoned to him as righteousness.
Abraham,
just as when Abraham was paying tithe to Melchizedek, Levi was in his loins.
Abraham Melchizedek Levi.
So also when Jacob sinned, his children were in his loins. But thank God that Jesus has died for us. But it is not automatic. We have to claim them. Listen to the prayer point. We are going to shut down the gateways to familiar spirits, powers and principalities. In my bloodline, the enemy fights out through our bloodline. Say bloodline. Say bloodline. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
With the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
The Holy Ghost fire.
I shut down
the gateways
to family, familiar spirit,
to family, familiar spirit,
powers and principalities,
powers and principalities
in my bloodline.
In my bloodline,
I shut down the gateways.
I shut down the gateways.
I shut down.
The next prayer point. Say you.
Oh.
Family, familiar, strong man.
Family, familiar, strong man.
And stronghold. Say you.
Oh.
Family, familia.
Family,
strong man.
Strong man.
And stronghold.
And stronghold.
My ancestor.
Yes, sister.
Who brought you,
who brought you
into my life,
into
my family,
into my family.
My ancestor,
my ancestor.
Who gave you access,
who gave you access
into my life,
into my life.
And my family,
and my family.
Has been publicly,
has been publicly
defeated,
defeated
by Christ,
by Christ,
and nailed to the cross,
and nailed to the cross.
According to Colossians,
according to Colossians
chapter 2 verse 15,
chapter 2 verse 15.
Therefore,
therefore,
you have no place in my life.
You have no place in my life.
You have no hold on me again. You have no place. You have no place.
You have no place.
You have no place.
You have no place in my life.
You have no place.
You have no place in my life.
You have no place in my life.
You have no place in my life.
You have no place.
You have no place.
You have no place.
You have no place in my life.
You have no place.
You have no place in my life.
You have no place.
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 You have no place. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
First Samuel 17:45-47. Mark 11:23. We want to address the giants and mountains of 2024. Every year has giants. Every year has mountains. You know, the prayer we pray near success. I sent some of you some link today.
From
Joshua Selman.
If he, Joshua Selman.
Exactly. That was why I sent it. Exactly near success. You know, anything that blesses me,
I send
it to my members so that it will bless them. Because when you are blessed, then I am free. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Every giant,
every mountain
of 2024, in the mighty name of Jesus
Christ,
in the mighty name of Jesus
Christ,
in the mighty name of Jesus
Christ,
in the mighty name of
Jesus
Christ, I shut you down.
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 I break free from cobweb limitations. I break free.
Amen.
Just thank the Lord for the answered prayer.
Thank you,
Lord.
Father, we thank you, Lord.
There are many important prayers we couldn't pray tonight. But I felt that we should pray them. But when I look at some of you, it is better I close you. Let's pray this one. Psalm 105, verse 37. The Israelites left Egypt loaded with blessings, silver and gold, saying the mighty name of Jesus
Christ.
I enter
2024
loaded with ancient blessings, ancient and claimed blessings, ancient and claimed blessings. Locate me now. I possess them now. Enter 2024 with ancient and claimed blessings in Jesus' mighty name. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I command a carryover, of harvest, for all the good things, faith.
Sacrificial things
of 2023.
Let them cross over with me.
Let them cross over with me.
Let them cross over
into 2024.
Let them cross over.
Let the harvest 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 cross over.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.